What's up, everybody? It's your boy Josh back for another episode here on Anchor. It's been way too long. The last episode I did was June 16th, but these new I'm gonna have like a series, like basically like a season. So this season of these podcasts, right, these episodes, mainly gonna focus on the NFL, because the NFL is back today. The Bears and Packers are playing right now as I speak. I'm going to be talking about my fantasy team predictions, who's going to win every single division, AFC North, right, NFC South, every single division. I'm going to predict my winners. I'm going to predict who's early, you know, way too super early predictions for the Super Bowl. I'm glad to be back. I just need to take some time off to really think about what I was going to do. Obviously, I wanted to do the NFL because I love football. I love talking about football. I love getting the stats and having great debates about who's better, who's great, right? But when I started back in the summer, I'm the beginning of the NBA playoffs. And, you know, after basketball, there's really nothing to talk about sports-wise. So, NFL season is back, and let's get started. These are the players that I have on my fantasy team. It's an 8-man league, so obviously there's going to be a lot of good players that I'm going to say, at least decent players I'm going to say, that you're going to be like, what? There's no way that you got, you know, these players. Well, it's an 8-man league, so it's even. I wish there were more people, but, you know, I got invited to this league with my boy Ethan. Shout out, Ethan. And let's get started. So, this week I am playing a very, very good friend of mine, Ryan. Hopefully I beat his team. He also has a very good lineup. He's projected to win. He's projected to win with 121.92, and I'm projected to lose, and I have 121.60, 32 point, you know, difference, but it's all right. So, my starters. First up, I took my homeboy, right, Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs in the second round, because I knew I had to get a good quarterback that's going to get me points every single week. I didn't care about wide receiver, tight end, running back, defense. I needed a quarterback. So I got Pat Mahomes, my two running backs, two starting running backs, Le'Veon Bell from the New York Jets. Very excited how he's going to – first of all, I'm a big Jets fan. Okay, I've been a big Jets fan since 2008. And let me tell you something. We've had decent running backs. We had LT, Chris Ivory when he had his good moments. So it's been okay, but let me tell you something. When we got Le'Veon Bell, I'm talking about a top three, top five running back in the league right now. Missed the whole season. He's coming back fully energized, healthy, and he even told our coach, Adam Gase, he's willing to carry the rock 50 times. So he says, I'm not holding back at all. So I'm very, very amazed that we got him. Very happy. And I'm hoping, I really do believe we make it to the wild card. Because it's been too long since we made the playoffs. So we'll see how that goes. I have Derrick Henry as another running back. I went with Derrick Henry because there wasn't, you know, the other teams, it's an 8-man league, so the other seven teams, they pick better running backs than Derrick Henry, but he's a good solid running back. He'll be able to get me more than 12 points a game. My two wide receivers, I have Robert Woods. Not sure why I got him. I'm not really a fan of Robert Woods. I would rather get T.Y., but someone else got T.Y., Hilton. You know, this is, I'll still take him, right? He's probably the is he the number one receiver for the Rams? I think that's Goff's go-to. I don't think what's his Cooks. I don't think Brandon Cooks is a top number one for Goff. So there you go, Robert Woods, and then I got my boy Juju Smith. I got my boy Juju. Solid. He's number one receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers since Antonio Brown went to Oakland. Also, we'll be talking about Antonio Brown. I just remembered. I have a lot of things to say about Antonio Brown, but that'll be later in the show. Juju Smith as a second receiver. I got Zach Ertz as a tight end. Solid tight end. He's going to be phenomenal this season. Knock on wood. Knock on wood if he does not get injured. As a flex, I picked up Jordan Howard from the Eagles. I'm very surprised no one picked him up. I feel like so many people in this league, or not so many people, but the seven people in this league forgot about Jordan Howard, and I was just happy to pick him up. I actually didn't draft him. I actually had other players, and then I remembered, I was like, wait, Jordan Howard just left Chicago, went to Philadelphia. I was like, he's going to be opening the season for them. He's going to have a great season in Philadelphia. They're going to be a very great team this year. So let me just pick him up off the waiver wire. My kicker, Gold from the 49ers. And, you know, I feel like any kicker, if they get an opportunity, if they make it, they make it. If they don't, you know, no biggie. And luckily I picked up the Rams defense. I feel like Aaron Donald is going to have another phenomenal season. They got Eric Weddle, you know, another vet. They got another vet, Clay Matthews. So, you know, they still have a lot of good players on their defense. Obviously, they're going to be phenomenal all season. My bench, my first player on my bench is Tom Brady. No, this is the reason why I got Tom Brady. I got Tom Brady because, first, in the AFC East, it's the Patriots, Bills, Jets, actually my Jets, and the Dolphins. So the reason why I got Brady is so every single time they play Buffalo, I'm going to start him. Every time they play Miami, I'm going to start him. Every time they play the Jets, I'm going to start him. Because clearly that division is probably it's just those three teams that obviously they're not going to beat the Patriots unless you're Miami and win by a miracle, right? I picked up Kareem Hunt because even though he's suspended, I just picked him up just to save him because when he comes back, oh, he's going to be a very, very great player. He's going to have another phenomenal season as he did before. Josh Jacobs, I'm not really, you know, I just picked him up just in case if any injuries happen or if he's going to have, I want to see how he progresses. Honestly, I want to see how he progresses. Sonny Michel, again, running back. I actually have a lot of running backs. I have 1, 2, 3. I have Hunt, Jacobs, Michelle, and then Bell and Derrick Henry. So 5 running backs. The only reason I got 5 is because I feel like running backs get more points than if you put them in the flex than a wide receiver. Well, it depends also who's the matchup and what, you know, all these stats and stuff. So my other wide receiver on the bench, Jarvis Landry. Again, I don't know what's wrong with these people. I don't know why they didn't draft these players, but I'm happy that I did. And lastly, my last bench spot is Eric Ebron, tight end from the Colts. I picked him because he's he's a very good tight end. I'll still take Zach Ertz over him any day, but I feel like he's better than like Greg Olsen. As an example, as I would say. It sucks that Andrew Luck retired. I'm very, very upset because ever since he came into this league, I've been, since day one, even in Stanford, I said he's going to be the next Peyton Manning. I really, really believed it. He believed it, I'm pretty sure. And he could have been a very, very great quarterback, future Hall of Famer, if he would have stayed in this league, but unfortunately he retired due to surgeries. I mean, it is what it is. The man got paid. So that's that. So the lineup, I'm playing against Ryan, quarterback Jared Goff, Mark Ingram, Saquon Barkley, T.Y. Hilton, Brandon Cooks, Greg Olsen, D. Williams, running back out of Kansas City. Never heard of him, to be honest. Lutz as a kicker with the Saints defense. On his bench, he has Jameis Winston, Duke Johnson that just went to Houston from Cleveland, Antonio Brown. He's very upset that Antonio Brown, the situation that's happening right now with him in Oakland. He got AJ Green, who's hurt, and Jordan Reed, tight end for the Redskins, who is limited practicing. Who's on limit practice due to a minor injury. He's just a little banged up, a little hurt. And then the Steelers defense. So that's my week one matchup. I do not know why, because we have the NFL fantasy. I don't know why NFL fantasy has Ryan projected to win over my lineup. Are you kidding me? Mahomes is going to be a scoring machine. He's going to be a scoring machine this season. Le'Veon Bell's coming back fully healthy, ready to play again. Derrick Henry's going to be a solid back. He's going to get more than 10 points, right? Robert Woods, I'll still take him. I'm very excited about Juju, what he's going to do this season. I feel like he might have a 1,500-yard season. Receiving yards, probably even more. I would say he's gonna have. I'm gonna say he has 1,000 yards receiving, because 15,000. I mean, 1,500 is a lot. 1,500 is a lot, but I'm gonna say he's going by week 12. He's going to have at least more than 1,000 yards receiving. Probably even sooner. I'm just saying that because right now week one hasn't started. I mean, it started today, but excuse me, not all the players, I mean, not all the teams have played. So that's it. I'm very excited for this upcoming season, fantasy wise, I think I'm gonna take it all. Actually, Ethan has a very, very good team. Big Ben, Leonard Fournette, McCaffrey, Julio Jones, Keenan Allen. I wanted to draft Keenan Allen so bad. It was Ethan's turn, and then it was my turn. And I was like, yes, I'm going to be able to get Keenan Allen. He's going to ball out this year. He's going to have a great season. Phillip Rivers is going to be phenomenal this year. And then he goes and picks him. So that's why I got Robert Woods. Now I remember. Because I was like, yes, I'm going to get Keenan Allen. I really like this player. And unfortunately, Ethan grabs him, and then I have to get Robert Woods. He has Kittle from the Niners, and he got there's another player he stole from Josh Gordon. Are you serious? N'Keal, pardon me if I don't say his name right. N'Keal Harry, is it Nary or Harry? Well, the receiver that the Patriots drafted. I got off topic. I didn't even know what I was saying. Either way, I was gonna get Josh Gordon, but Ethan took him from me, and then Ethan got Gostkowski with the Patriots defense. So Ethan's playing Aaron, and he has three Patriot players starting. His bench Baker. He has Cohen from the Bears, which is playing right now. LeSean McCoy. Fitzgerald, and then Sammy Watkins and David Njoku. Ethan is playing Aaron right now. Aaron has one, two starters that are playing, which is Allen Robinson, wide receiver for the Bears, and the Bears defense. Bears defense has 7 points so far. Allen Robinson has 7.10. So Aaron's winning 14. He's up by 14 points, obviously, because Ethan's players don't play till Sunday. Who else do we have in this league? So it's an eight-man league. So it's me, Ryan, Aaron, Ethan, someone named Manuel. I don't know him. Someone named Marissi Ninja. I don't know him. Nick, and then someone named Papa T. And so, like I said, it's a small eight-man league, so it's kind of even. But I think Ethan has the best lineup, and then I think I have the best lineup. When do I play Ethan? I haven't even checked. Let me check real quick. Week two, nope. Week three, maybe. Yes, I play Ethan week three, and he is pro oh my God, he's projected to smoke me by at least 20 points. That is crazy. Wow, that's pretty amazing. So that's that for fantasy wise. What was I gonna say? What was I gonna say? What was I gonna say? Antonio Brown. The situation with Antonio Brown today, for those who don't know, what a mess this is. So he has, drama in Pittsburgh, the locker room, Big Ben, Mike Tomlin. So he leaves. Oakland picks him up. John Gruden, Derek Carr, right? They're on Hard Knocks. There's a lot of focus on the Raiders. So Antonio Brown got fined for being late to, I believe it was walkthroughs. So he's late and he gets fined. He posts on his Instagram story, this is how, whatever, what. He just basically sent a shot to Oakland. Obviously, the owner didn't like it, so they got heated. AB threatened him, from what I've heard, but he said, "I'm not going to hit you in the face." Punted the ball away, actually kicked the ball away, and said, "Fine me for that." So now they're gonna suspend him. I believe they're gonna suspend him. I just don't think they're just gonna let him off the hook from that, because they actually have to step in and say, "Enough is enough. Season hasn't even started, and you're acting a fool. We picked you up to win. We picked you up because we want you to help us take us to a Super Bowl." Because when he's on the field playing, he's unstoppable. He's the best receiver in the league, probably behind Julio. I would say it's Julio and then AB. So that's my top two, personally. And it sucks because obviously he got paid. Right. Well, now I think if the suspension goes through, I think he's not gonna be able to get. I don't know if it was 27 guarantee, mil guaranteed or 30, either of those. But now his money's in danger. So now you make yourself look like a fool. Everyone's talking about this. ESPN, Fox Sports Network, right? All the sports networks focus on Antonio Brown and the Raiders. So we'll see how they do Monday night. Andrew Luck, like I said before, it's very unfortunate that he did not get to continue his NFL career. I will never forget when they were playing the Chiefs in the playoffs and they were losing and came back and won. That was a very, very amazing game. I'll never forget that game about Andrew Luck. I've always liked him. He's a very great personality. I'm talking like I know this guy, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking like I know this guy, but I don't. But he's a very good player. So now I am going to get started on my predictions to win, who's going to win their division, and then the early Super Bowl predictions. So let's see, NFL divisions. So we're going to start with the AFC, and then we're going to go on to the NFC. So the AFC East, we have Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets in order from first to last. I'm going to have Patriots first. I'm going to have my Jets second. I'm going to have the Bills go third, Dolphins last. AFC West, Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders. Those are just the teams. I'm gonna say the teams that are in the division, and then I'm gonna say who's gonna go first to last, so you don't get confused. AFC West: Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders. I have the Chiefs first, Chargers second, Broncos third, and then I have the Raiders in last. I do not think the Raiders are going to be good this season. Maybe next season, but we'll see. This is just an early prediction before Sunday when it actually starts. AFC North, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. I'm going to have the Steelers go first, Ravens second, Browns third, and the Bengals last. The Browns do have a lot of talent in this team, but I feel like the Steelers and Ravens are still going to own the AFC North. Lamar Jackson is going to have a great year. Big Ben and Juju Smith is going to have a phenomenal year. Baker still has time to grow, especially the connect with Odell and Jarvis. So that's that. AFC South, Texans, Colts, Jaguars, Titans. I think this is probably one of the worst divisions in the NFL. But I'm going to have Colts first. I'm going to have Texans second, Titans third, Jags fourth. So that's that for the AFC. This is for the NFC. Starting off with the NFC East. And I believe the NFC East is probably the most talked about conference in the NFL, only because of these two teams, the Cowboys and Eagles. So, Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins. I'm going to have Cowboys first, Eagles second, Redskins third, Giants last. NFC West, Cardinals, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks. Rams first. I'm going to go with Seattle second, Cardinals third, 49ers last. I don't think Jimmy G is probably the same quarterback as he was a backup to Tom Brady, but we'll see. He's coming back off an injury, so we'll see how that goes. NFC North, Bears, Lions, Packers, Vikings. I'm going to have the Bears first, Packers second, Vikings third, Lions last. NFC South, Falcons, Panthers, Saints, Buccaneers. I'm going to have Saints first. It's going to come down to a wire, but Falcons are going to get the second place spot. Panthers are going to get third, and the Buccaneers are going to be last. So, my Super Bowl predictions I have for the AFC, there's a lot of good teams. The AFC, you have Patriots, Chiefs, you have the Steelers, and the Colts, probably the main four teams in each division. Right, the probably, I just said that. Patriots are gonna win, Chiefs are gonna win, Steelers are gonna win the division, and the Colts. So those four teams are gonna go to the playoffs. The AFC wild card, I believe the Jets and I believe the Chargers are gonna make it in. But my prediction that to the AFC is gonna go to the Super Bowl, Patriots. Obviously, Tom Brady is the GOAT. Six rings. And he just continues to do it every single year for the past, five, is it 5 years? 2014? Yeah, for the past, going to be 5 years, I believe. So they're going to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And the NFC, there's a lot of great teams. Not a lot, but, the Eagles, Cowboys, Rams, Bears, and the Saints. I would just say those five teams. Cowboys are going to win the division. Rams are going to win. Bears are going to win. Saints are going to win. And then the wild card, I believe the Eagles are going to sneak in. And I'm going to go with the Vikings are going to sneak in. It's going to be a tough one. The NFC does have a lot of talent. And I'm going to say, I'm going to get so much hate for this. I know, I understand, but I must say the Cowboys are going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Zeke just got paid. Dak's going to get paid. Amari Cooper's going to get paid. Their defense is phenomenal with the middle linebackers with Jalen Smith and the White Wolf, Vander Esch. So, Byron Jones, they have DeMarcus Lawrence. A lot of great players on that team, young players, a lot of great young players, and even Sean Lee said this is the most talent the Cowboys have had in on any team that he's been in. And even with the team, Sean Lee's been with the Dez Bryant teams too, so that says a lot. So that's that. That's that for this episode. Like I said, it's going to be a very great year. I'm going to be watching all the games Sunday. I'm going to be focusing to bringing these episodes back. So we'll see how that goes. On the next episode, I'm going to talk about baseball. I'll talk about gaming. There you go. That's what I wanted to say. Last thing, gaming is a very important thing. New Call of Duty is coming out. I'm going to be talking about Fortnite, how I felt about it, Apex Legends, and Minecraft. Yeah, I've been crafting a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I've been getting back, because, you know, as a kid, you build stuff and do all this stuff, but you don't really know how to play. But now, I'm fully focused into doing that, so we'll be talking about that. So, if anyone's interested, please let me know if you want to be on the episode. Actually, sorry, I'm gonna take that back. I'm not ready for that yet. I'm gonna still. It's like this is a pilot episode, right? You know, I'm mumbling and not fully there. I can't think. You know, it was a little pilot episode. You know, for those who listen, made it this far, I appreciate you. Thanks for the support. You know, this is the episode test of water. So about the views, you don't have to share. Not yet. It's just putting my feet back in the pool, if that makes sense. So glad you guys enjoyed. Knocked out barely 25 minutes. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a nice day.